Great to have you with us. We've got Canarias baseball tonight, 6:45, and the guy you'll hear in the pregame tonight with the broadcast, Aaron Rosenberg, joining us on the fan line. Wichita, technically on paper, the second best team in the league. Are they the second best team in the league?
I think they are. They've got great pitching, a team ERA right around 3.5. They can hit. A little bit of a break, though, for the Canaries, though. Their best hitter, JT Wise, just picked up by the Texas Rangers. So they won't miss pitching to him. But really, all around, a great team, and Canaries running into a tough challenge this week.
Wise, yeah, you said somebody Texas. He's catcher and a DH. Does he catch more than DH? What do the stats show?
Well, he goes both ways. I mean, when you play in that kind of heat, it's going to be over 100 this week. It makes sense to rotate guys pretty frequently. So they'll probably have to go out and sign someone else. But, yeah, he was about 50-50.
Yeah, I was going to look at the forecast today. Wichita, they love their baseball, though, down there. It's a history-rich area when it comes to baseball in that area of Kansas.
Yeah, it was a former Double-A market, and a lot of the fans, you know, still stick around. They have one of the better attendance numbers in the league, nice ballpark down there, and guys, it's certainly coming out now with the team making the playoffs last season and a good position to do it again this year. Yeah, 33-17, what's not to like?
Oh, by the way, it's 98 degrees right now in Wichita. 98. Let's see, dew point 63, so it feels like 100 right now down
there
in Wichita.
I don't miss living in Kansas in the middle of the summertime.
What about the Birds, though? It was a tough weekend to be in Kansas City for them. I know that Ben Moore tried to win his 54th game as a Canary yesterday, fell short there. What was it about the weekend?
Well, they had a good run of starting pitching when they had won 6 out of 8 games before Saturday, but the pitching finally hit a wall a little bit, and they just didn't score enough runs. They got swept in that doubleheader Saturday, put 2 runs in the first game, got shut out in the second, and yesterday they got some runs across. They got 4 runs, but then the bullpen didn't have it. Gave up 4 runs in the seventh that blew a 4-3 lead, ended up losing 7-4, and part of it is just some growing pains from some guys. They signed Kai Winner out of Augustana College, and then with a 6th game in 5 days due to the doubleheader, they were forced to put him out there for his professional start, and it didn't go well. He was tagged for 9 runs in 3 innings. So some guys just hitting a wall a little bit like him. But they've got to score earlier in games. They're not scoring enough right now, and hopefully tonight they can get that changed.
What is the biggest concern with the team? Is it not being able to score early, or is it that starting pitching? Because, I mean, it seems, and I know we've talked about this, it's just one part of the team that's clicking and two other are struggling and they just haven't been able to put it together. But what is one underlying problem that this team continues to face, Aaron?
I'm going to go with the hitting and the fact that they don't score early enough in games. I mean, you look back even last week before they went on that 6 out of 8 stretch with the wins, they had 2 games in a row where they didn't score before the 6th inning. So when you put that kind of pressure on your pitchers where they basically have to be perfect or else you're playing from behind constantly, it creates a problem. And the bottom of the order hasn't been producing over the last couple weeks after that they were really the guys carrying it for a while. Part of it's because Shelby Ford's out. A.J. Kirby-Jones, Chris Duffy have done everything they can to pick up that slack, but they need guys down at the bottom. Sam Lynn's hit a little bit of a dry spell there, Kevin Doltz as well. So they need to get on the board early, give some leads to these starting pitchers, and take some pressure off of them.
Expecting any roster moves down the road with this team? You think they're pretty much set now for the rest of the year? They did activate Giles over the weekend. They released Gonzalez.
I think Steven Branca as well got activated and put in short. Didn't he hit a home run his first time up?
Yeah, he did. Branca looked very good after, he never officially went on the DL. He sat out 4 games with that strained oblique, but they got him rested. His swing looked really good. He was pretty good in the field as well. JJ said he made a couple nice plays out there. And they are going to have to make another move, though. Shelby Ford, hopefully coming off the DL, they're hoping Friday for the homestand, but obviously that'll be a doctor's decision. But somebody's going to have to be released when that happens, and right now it's a big question mark as to who. They only have the 2 catchers. I don't think they're going to want to throw Shelby back behind the plate and take any chances, you know, a ball going off the face mask, anything like that, following a concussion. So I think they don't release a catcher, so it could be somebody at the back end of the bullpen.
I would think it would be on the pitching staff because you don't have a lot of room when it comes to your utility players. You got to keep them around.
No, there's really not much of a bench at all right now. They've been playing with, basically 11 guys, 11 hitters the entire season. And important to remember, too, that Kai Winter at Augustana was also a pretty good outfielder.
Yep,
he was
right.
The first team NSIC as an outfielder. So in an emergency, he could come in, play the field, and hit as well, hopefully with some success. So I would tend to agree it would probably be somebody at the back end of the bullpen that'll be let go, but just have to wait and see.
He's Aaron Rosenberg, Canaries broadcaster. He'll be in with the pregame in about an hour here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So I'm taking a look at the standings here, Aaron, and I mean, we know that Wichita's got a 5.5 game lead over Laredo in the South. The Central, you got Kansas City 2.5 games behind, but then I look at the North and I see Winnipeg, and I don't see anybody close to catching them. They're 9.5 up on St. Paul, 10 on Fargo Moorhead, 15 on the Birds. They haven't lost in their last 12 games. Is this a scenario already where you'd have to jump Fargo Moorhead and you'd have to jump St. Paul, but, you know, 7.5 games out of the wild card, is that where the Canaries have to focus right now and playing for that wild card?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there's just no way they're going to catch Winnipeg. I know we're only halfway into the season, but I did a little math with JJ last week, and that was before the winning streak even hit 11 for Winnipeg, and basically we projected what they were going to finish out at. It was close to 70 wins, and the Canaries could only lose like 6 or 7 games the rest of the season to catch them. So obviously that's not going to happen. Fargo and St. Paul have hit their slumps lately, so they certainly look vulnerable. We have a lot of games left against both of those teams, so we have a chance to catch them. Laredo might be the problem, though. Laredo is in the lead for that wild card, 7.5 games ahead of the Canaries. We only see them 3 times, so somebody's going to have to do them a favor and beat Laredo a few times, but the wild card, if the Canaries get hot, that's certainly a possibility.
Yeah, Laredo comes to Sioux Falls next week, so we can take care of business right then and there as well.
Yeah, probably going to have to sweep them realistically, but when teams make that far of a drive coming north, you know, they're going to be a little tired. We saw that with Amarillo when they came up here. Canaries took 2 out of 3 really easily, could have taken 3 out of 3 from Amarillo. Laredo's even a longer drive, and that's basically on the Mexican border. So those guys are going to be exhausted, and if Canaries can take that first game then and set up a little momentum, the rest of the series could play favorably for them.
Alrighty.
And you remember last year, Craig, that was one of the problems that the Canaries faced. They struggled against Fargo Moorhead. They went down to Texas, and I think they were like 1-9 on that road trip. I mean, that was awful for them.
Yeah,
so I'm hoping that they get up here, and it might be a little too cold for them, too. I'm hoping so.
Ah, too cold.
It might be too cold if we're in the mid-90s.
Yeah, that's true. Aaron, thanks, pal. We'll be listening to you tonight. You're on at 6:45 with the pregame, right?
Yep, 6:45.
Yeah. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again.
All right, thanks, guys.
There he goes. So, Aaron Rosenberg joining us, one of the Canaries broadcasters. Pregame 6:45 tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Off day Thursday. And then in town this weekend, they get Grand Prairie comes to town for a weekend series.